Australia's Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Friday the 26th of March. Let's find out what happened on this day.
They're not with us anymore, but both of these guys were born on this day. Australian singer and actor John English, and also the guy who played Spock.
Live long and prosper.
Leonard Nimoy.
American actor Alan Arkin is 87. He's been in many movies, including one of my faves, Little Miss Sunshine. He played the granddad.
US actor James Caan is today 81.
American singer, was the lead singer with the Supremes in the 60s, Diana Ross. Today is 77.
Lead vocalist with Aerosmith, Steve Tyler. Today is 73.
This guy.
Sliding in was Harvey. Good pickup, Graham. In trouble, the old stripper, Graham.
Dennis Cometti.
Legend.
Aussie TV and sports presenter is 72.
Canadian comic actor Martin Short is 71.
Jennifer Grey, a.k.a. Baby from Dirty Dancing, today 61 years old.
Is she 61?
61. She looks fabulous for 61.
Alana Hill, the Australian fashion designer, is 59.
And Manuel Fidel, the French-born Australian chef, is 47.
What was that again?
And Manuel Fidel, the French-born Australian chef, is 47.
You still said it better than me. This began on US TV on this day in 1973. Yep, that's The Young and the Restless.
Never watched an episode. The greenback, well, the Aussie greenback, were first released in Australia in 1984. I'm talking the $100 note.
Vladimir Putin was elected president of Russia on this day in 2000. He got 101% of the votes. Amazing.
How'd he do that?
I don't know. I don't think he really got that much, but it was close.
And Doctor Who returned to TV after 16 years with Christopher Eccleston as the Ninth Doctor and Billy Piper as Rose. That happened in 2005, of course, launching a whole nother era of Doctor Who.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day for the 26th of March.